Good evening to our dear Kehila. This afternoon's events, which I'm sure you all heard of already, sent shockwaves through so many families, through individuals. People are absolutely stunned. There's a mixture of horror, fear, and a tremendous amount of unknown, and people are just grappling, coming to terms with such an incredibly horrific story. And I think it might be worthwhile just to point out a few things. And I think these are a couple of important pointers to remember for us. There's a combination of individuals who are terrified themselves, thinking, could this happen to me? Could this happen to someone else that I know, someone else struggling? As well as, how do I talk to my children about this? And I wanted to just share a few pointers with you. Point number one is, most people are hearing stories which are incomplete, inaccurate, and full of different innuendo, which is just not accurate. So not everything you hear is true. As a matter of fact, most of the versions I'm hearing from people are actually not true. Having said that, there's no way to cut this one. It's any way you slice this cake, it's a horrific, horrific story. So I want to just point out a few pointers. Number one, you know, people are wondering, how could this happen? Could this happen to me, to someone I know? Let's understand that people who are healthy, people who are, you know, just possibly a little bit more on whatever side, a little more anxious, a little more depressed, a little more, these things don't happen to somebody without extensive psychiatric history. This is not just a fluke, one-off story about an individual who was perfectly healthy one day and having just wonderful time in their life, and the next day this happened. People that, Rahman al-Aslan, have psychotic breaks is not because there's too much stress that built up and therefore they just had a psychotic break. It's as a result of serious, generally untreated and unaddressed mental illness. So I just don't think it's fair that people are characterizing this as a risk that could happen to anyone. That's just not accurate. Number two is, sometimes people start, if the story like this happens, people start obsessing and having thoughts like, you know, maybe it can happen to me, maybe I had such thoughts once. That's normal for people to start developing these intrusive, obsessive thoughts. It's not based in anything, it's all obsessive, intrusive thoughts. It's normal for that to happen, normal for people to be worried, but that doesn't mean that they're at risk in any which way. Also wanted to mention, at the same time, yeah, I mean, this is, goes without saying, that people that are struggling with mental illness, if they don't get treated and get help, then they're not being under the care of professionals, it is very scary because bad things happen. But like I said, this does not just happen out of the blue. The next part I wanted to mention about as far as children. You know, let's understand that in Lakewood, or it's all Central Jersey, it's been around since the 1970s. In almost 50 years, a story like this never ever happened before. This is not, you know, one of those stories. There's not a single Hatzalah member that was ever by such a call. There was no asking that dealt with such a call in the history. And I think what's important is sometimes we take these one-off stories and make, and people believe that this is, you know, something we need. This is, you know, this is not a common occurrence, but people don't realize how rare and how out of the ordinary such a story is. I think when it comes to children, they need to understand that this is a really, really rare occurrence. But before we even get to that, you know, unfortunately, some children are going to have come back with details. And they're going to know, they can hear some truths, some not truths. Not much different than the adults who are walking around with some truths and some not truths. So I think it's important, the approach with the children is send the message that this is not something which happens. This is a very, very, this is less likely than getting hit by lightning. So first of all, children should know that this is not a, you know, on the bucket list of fears. This is not a big one at all. This is not something which happens, that this is very rare. Number two is we don't need to confirm anything they heard. I think what we need to say is that there was a very, very sad story. Exactly what happened. Yes, I also heard such things, but I also heard that there's a lot that they just don't know yet. So we don't have to confirm it. See, children want to create their own image in their mind, and they have an ability to think that maybe there's something different or whatever. They will allow themselves to do it. We don't have to be transparent and tell them everything that happened. We could tell them that nobody really knows. It's very unclear. The professionals are looking into exactly what happened. But regardless, it's very sad. And maybe giving them something they could do as a result. Maybe you'll say tilling for the neshamas. Maybe we'll give tzedakah for the neshamas. Something concrete that they feel a sense of something, that they're not powerless, that there's nothing they can do about it. And, you know, allaying their fears that this never happens, and if it is accurate that a mother did this to her children, she was very, very, very sick, extremely unhealthy. But at the same time, we don't know exactly what happened again, so to create some sort of a vagueness of exactly how it transpired, which will allow them to translate this into whatever it is that they may want to. And also important to say that if you ever have any thoughts about this or you anything that scares you, you can always come ask me and always come tell me. And we never know what a child will come back with. As a question, statement, fear, or something like that. I think that's another very important point. But for ourselves to take this message and understand, you know, this is no different than any other gzera that happened. This is not for a parent to be so possessed and so ill to do this. While obviously it's being driven by mental illness, it's also being driven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever it is. Questions of how could this happen? Why? All these questions are very, very important questions and questions which we have more questions than answers. But we need to take a moment and appreciate every second that we have, every child, every grandchild, spouse, every person. Every day we hear of another tragic story. And with each tragic story, people feel like another way they're going to protect themselves. But the list gets longer and longer as different tragedies hit and different stories happen. There's only so many ways you can protect yourself. Well, of course, we always need to be safe. We always need to be... We have to be aware and extremely mindful of how to keep everyone safe. We have to also be mindful how to appreciate each other, our children, and each other, spouses, friends, communities. And we need to embrace that more than ever. Every time we hear such a story, it reminds us how precious life is and how precious the people around us are. And with that tzchus, Hashem should protect us. We shouldn't have to hear any such stories again. We shouldn't have to have any such conversations, phone calls, dealing with some of the horrific tragedies that we've been seeing throughout Klal Yisrael in the recent weeks and months. May Hashem protect us in the schus of achdus, the schus of ischaskus, the schus of tefillah. Hashem should protect us and take us out of this galus. Good night.